Welcome to this special episode of Mother of Fact. It's special for two reasons. Aside from it being our anniversary episode, woohoo, this is also the first video episode that we're doing. So if you're listening on Spotify, you can now also opt to watch the rest of this episode entitled The Reason Per the Season. Now, I don't know if it's motherhood or the pandemic or both, but I've come to realize that I'm not the firecracker that I once was as a person, as a Ricky. I'm more subdued, more patient and understanding, especially in social situations where if it had happened to me prior to having kids, I would have reacted differently. For example, and I remember this one time, and please, wag tularan, someone had cut me off on the road. And I threw a coin at his window as I sped off past him. Now, if you're listening to this and you've had a similar altercation along the Cainta Junction at like 6:30 a.m. many moons ago, then you deserved it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really sorry. I really am. And if that was you, I'm genuinely so ashamed of myself. I was a different person and it was a different season. And somehow saying it out loud felt like I was acknowledging some sort of growth that had taken place, a change in season. And that's really what the past year of Mother of Fact has made me realize. Everyone is in their own season in parenthood, in life. And being armed with that knowledge is a step towards being a better person and raising good people in the process. Now, that's not to say everything comes up roses for the folks here in the Reyes household. Oh, no, no, no. Sometimes it can get pretty dark and gloomy. We have fights at the dinner table because they won't eat their food. There are also some times that either Martin or I will be too tired or too hungover to help the other parent, all three, and things just get a little testy at home. And I gotta say, please let me know if you have this too. I get so anxious about the future of my three kids if I suddenly pass away. Just another day in the life of a mother. Welcome to our world, crazy little mom brain. But again, that's what's so great about talking things out loud. It's therapeutic. It's a release. And again, I just wanted to thank you for being part of my relief, my release for 2022. I feel so honored to have grown with you in the pandemic with the anxieties of COVID-19 looming above us like a dark cloud. I feel like we maneuvered that pretty well together, especially with Dr. Susan Mercado in episode 6. And I love how intimate we all got when you sent in your isolation thoughts for episode 7. I love how the show has given me an excuse to talk to some of the moms I look up to, like Bea Fabregas Ramos, Chris Uyang, Sab Magalona Bacaro. It's also given me permission to put my husband in front of the mic and have conversations we wouldn't normally have on the living room couch. 10 out of 10 would recommend recorded conversations with your partner. It's funny, the power of the microphone. I love how we're all in agreement that because parenting can be a bit much sometimes, we need breathers. And they come in different forms. Sometimes they're actual breathing exercises, like in episode 10. And other times, they come in the form of 7 beautiful and talented Korean oppas with heavenly voices, the ones that Slick, Monica, Mel, and I talk about in episode 4. I will also never forget getting renowned storyteller Jason Magbanwa on the show to talk about being a rock star dad. That's episode 29. And the list goes on, really. And I wish we keep it going. So if you've been pining over something, mama, if you feel like you have something relevant to say but don't think it's worth it, chances are after everything you've been through, it is. So let's hash it out together, shall we? Shoot me a message online. It's at Ricky Flo, and we'll tackle it mother of factly. Again, this has been Ricky. Many thanks for the year that was, and continue to stream Mother of Fact wherever it is you get your podcasts. Mother of Fact is proudly an Anima podcast. Check out other great content by following Anima online at AnimaPods on Twitter and Instagram. Digging the podcast so far? Leave a rating and don't be shy to record a voice message for me. You might just end up in the next episode. Click the link in the description or hit me up online. It's at Ricky Flo.